Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
periodic table recital. Before I get into it, I'll just say what my days are filled with at the moment. And there's not too much to teach planning, but just basic podcasting, reading aloud, going through and getting a random page of a book and just writing it out. What I think I might do is find something that I'm actually interested in writing out rather than something really boring out of a really bad book which has got sort of sufficiently long drivel to write it out. So a lot of things are just too pithy at the moment to write out. So I just sit down and write it out. And I might write out a page or two a day. Quite difficult to go ahead. And in the cognitive stuff, I'm just trying to memorize things. So without further ado, I'll just go into the periodic table recall. So it's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, barium, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, protactinium, samarium, europium, gondolium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, plutonium, neptunium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, einsteinium, fermium, mendelevium, niobium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborium, boron, hafnium, metrium, destrum, something like that, some German city, tium, Rotkendum, a Copernican, Nipponium, Flervium, Moscovium, Livermorium, Tennesseum, and Augustinian. So that's going through the different elements. All through. So there's just a few that I have to get the pronunciation right and get it correct. So I've gone through. So why did it, that does make sense going through, just mentally going through. Hydrogen, lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, francium. Okay, let's see if I can work out what this one is. So that would be about two Mendelism. Let me see. Yeah, it would be Mendelism underneath there. Okay, so period group two would be beryllium. Yeah, beryllium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium, radium, and beneath that would be nobelium, after Nobel, after the Nobel Prize winner, nobelium. And then group three is scandium, yttrium, lutetium, laurentium, and the next one is titanium, zirconium, hafnium, rutherfordium. Then group five is vanadium, niobium, tantalum. I'll get those ones underneath a bit later on. Group six would be chromium, molybdenum, tungsten. Then the next group is group seven, which doesn't make sense. I don't think it could be group seven. Oh yeah, group seven is manganese, technetium, which is a gap in the periodic table, and then rhenium, and then under, after the next one is iron, ruthenium, osmium, then after that is cobalt, rhodium, and indium, then nickel, palladium, platinum, then underneath that is I'm going to stuff that one up. So iron, this goes iron, then I think I may have done, yeah, I've done, cobalt is cobalt, rhodium, and iridium, oh yeah, yeah, okay, so it's nickel, palladium, platinum. So we're on cobalt, nickel, oh yeah, that's so it'll be copper, silver, gold, whatever it's underneath there, then it's zinc, cadmium, mercury, then boron, aluminium, gallium, indium, thallium, then the carbon group is carbon, oh, thallium, and if you want to go nipponium, right underneath that one. And underneath that is carbon, silicon, germanium, tin, lead, and then fervium. Then fluvium, however that Russian's pronounced person is. Then nitrogen, phosphorus, arsenic. Antinomy, bismuth, moscovium, then underneath the next one is oxygen, sulfur, selenium, tellurium, polonium, and livermorium. Yeah. And then it's fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, astatine, and tennessine. So they're running out of juice at that end. Oh yeah, it sort of makes sense. And then helium, if you're going to put in the rare earths, but it's not really. Helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon, and Augustum, Augustine, Thanks a lot for that. Now, what I'm doing, that's only 9 minutes in. Okay. So, the different bases. So, the ribose is deoxide. It's got the little oxygen taken off it. And astatine is, if you put the pentagon, so its apex is pointing out to the right, its flat bit is to the left, that flat bit corresponds to another ring of atoms. So adenine is in the starting from the top of the starting from the top, and I'll start from the top of the pentagon. This goes a chlorine carbon on the bottom, chlorine there with, it's not chlorine, did I say chlorine? Nitrogen carbon, nitrogen, nitrogen with the hydrogen, which then forms a bond to the sugar. Okay, so going backwards. Now, we're now pointing backwards. There's a carbon there, but rather than going up and completing the hexagon, we're going to go down into the pentagon, and that's a a nitrogen. Then on the back side, back the left lower one is a carbon, then a nitrogen, then a carbon, and then attached onto that carbon is a nitrogen with two hydrogens, an amine group. And then the next carbon goes to the back ring of coordination with the hexagon and pentagon, and those are purines. So that's adenine, as seen as you go into it. Then the version of that which is I think it's cysteine. I'm confused whether it's cytosine or guanine or cytine, I can't remember, but the formula for the next one, which is the analogue of adenine, the which is also a purine, is the same deal with the the in-ring nitrogens. They're all in the same position, so it's the top of the pentagon, then the top and bottom of the pentagon are nitrogens, and then the bottom of the hexagon is a nitrogen, then a carbon, then a nitrogen. Now, what we have there is hooking off that to bottom left-hand carbon is an amine group. Then you have a nitrogen. Now, that nitrogen has a hydrogen on it, and speaking of that is an the very top one is an oxygen molecule, and so that, because you need four bonds into that carbon, means that it can't take the take an electron from that backmost carbon, so it has to have hydrogen instead. Now, that's my memory failing me, whether that's cysteine or guanine. I just have to, my head just can't compute it. Then we have the pyrimines, which are just hexagons. So it goes, I'm not sure on the bottom, so the hexagon is similarly oriented for both these two molecules, for the purines and the pyrenes. And this is the other base, so this is the one that conjugates or do thionine, actinothionine. I really can't really go. So thionine, so that's if you've got the hexagon with petering ticking on it, That goes, that one has two, it's got two nitrogens in the ring, at the base and left top, left, not the very top, but the second highest point, on the ring is the nitrogen. Then it's got, an oxygen on, the left bottom and the very apex, and then on the carbon, top carbon to the right is a metal group, which is a carbon with three hydrogens on the outside of it. Then, what we can do is get the, and that's, that one there is conjugate with the adenine, that's thymine, adenine, and then the GC one, so I've got in my head, can't quite remember the GC, see if I can do it, but the GC one, it's a, it's got a nitrogen at the bottom, then moving clockwise, that next carbon has an oxygen on it, then the next atom up, I just have to think about how you describe some of this. Next one up, because that's 6 points on a clock as opposed to 12 points on a clock, so it must be at 10 o'clock. So at 10 o'clock, it's a nitrogen. Clock face is a good way of doing it. Then above that is a amine group, which is NH2. Now, the interesting thing is that there's an analog difference between RNA and DNA. DNA is deoxide, the ribose salts deoxide, and also the equivalent of the thymine, the T is replaced with the U, because the the methyl group, which is at the 2 o'clock position. I'm going to use 2 o'clock. So let's see if this, how does five go into it? I'm just really struggling. So what it'll be 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, to go across. So that gives you the U one. Now, bear in mind, I'm just trying to recall this first off, just using my memory to do this, and I've got to remember other drugs which are just disappearing out of my brain as I try and describe that. And I suppose I'm going to try and list orders of biological orders as we go back into it. But I'm going to finish this off with, again, reciting the periodic table again to see if I improve on it. So it's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gallium, terbium, Dysprosium, holium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, radon, francium, radon, actinium. This is the hard stuff, is it? Actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, einsteinium, fermium, mendelium, nobelium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, boron, hasnium, metrium, damstratium, rotkin, copernican, nipponium, flervium, moscovium, livermorium, tennesseum, augustine. There you go. Faster, slowly getting it through. 118 little babies to get through. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll get back onto some more useful podcasts. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.